What's up, everyone? It's JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationship Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope all is well with you and your loved ones. On tonight's episode, I really want to go ahead and take the time to thank you for tuning in these past 6 years to the Mastering Singlehood and Relationship Podcast. Today is actually our 6 year anniversary. It was this date, February 23rd, 2018, that we launched the podcast after God and His faithfulness, you know, blessed us, encouraged us. And as a result of that, we wanted to go ahead and encourage others to master their trust in God. Many of you guys already heard this story. And I just want to briefly just share it again for those of you perhaps you never heard of it before. God encountered me right where I was as I was reflecting with Him concerning many things, one in particular, my marital status. And He used an individual in order to encourage me right in that moment. The Lord inspired me with this thought, saying, "Who's to tell you that this person is not engaged? And why don't you go ahead and check her Instagram page?" And when I did, I realized that, in fact, she was engaged. The very first picture that I saw was her engagement picture. And that just radically shifted my perspective. And it encouraged me as well to go ahead and launch this podcast, right, a month later to help others to master their trust in God. Since then, I have not regretted the journey just to be able to come on here and encourage you all, because again, in my personal walk with the Lord, I have seen how much of a blessing it has been to me to trust in the Lord. And trusting in the Lord is not just for us to receive blessings, but trusting the Lord, it builds our partnership with the Lord. It builds our intimate relationship with God. And it literally, y'all, is the best gift. I want you guys to always be reminded there will never be a greater love than the love of God for you, than the love that you have for the Lord as well in your personal relationship with Him. Our personal relationship with the Lord is the best relationship we could ever have. And this is the relationship that will help you as well to cultivate healthy relationships across the board. Because of this fact, I want to go ahead and just encourage you further to keep trusting in God. And this is why I titled tonight's episode, "Why Should You Keep Trusting in God?" On tonight's episode, I want us to meditate on these two scriptures, and they are Jeremiah 17 verse 7 and Psalm 32 verse 10. Jeremiah 17 verse 7, it says, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him." Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. I want you to know that there are things, right, that we are asking God for. It may not be the best things for us. And God, in His loving nature, there are certain prayers He will not answer because He wants His best for us, right? But I also want you to remember that even if you may not be receiving what it is that you're trusting the Lord to give you in this particular season, that does not mean that you're not blessed. Blessed in this context shows you you're positioned in life. In God's eyes, you are blessed. In other people's eyes, and even in your own eyes, when you're looking at your circumstances, when you are, observing the way that you feel, you may feel, man, I don't have this, right? So I'm not where I'm supposed to be. You know, I don't feel accomplished. But in God's eyes, you are. In God's eyes, you are blessed. And it also says that those who are blessed are those whose confidence is in the Lord. It didn't say that those who are blessed are those whose confidence is in themselves, those whose confidence is in the world, those whose confidence is in their accomplishments, right, in their wealth. But it says those whose confidence is in Him. Is your confidence in the Lord in this season? Is your confidence in the Lord in this season? I know for me, my goodness, my greatest blessing is truly the Lord and having a relationship with Him. I've seen God really done just some amazing things in my walk with Him. But even, you know, just this past season of my life, I literally see how much of a blessing it is to truly have the Lord in my midst, to truly be able to keep my confidence in Him. Now, the second scripture I want us to meditate on is Psalm 32, verse 10. And this truly is my favorite of the night. It says, "Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in Him." Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. When you trust in the Lord, it's literally saying God's unfailing love surrounds you. Literally, y'all, this means that God himself, he will comfort you. God himself, he will fight on your behalf. God himself, he will provide and take care of you. And again, at times, it may not always be the way that you would like for it to be, but it is such a blessing to know, because we trust in the Lord, we know that he is with us, we know that he is for us, and we know that he will come through. I pray that y'all, you would never stop trusting in God. I pray that your faith would forever remain in God. I don't want for your faith to be dependent on what you have and what you don't have. I don't want your trust in him to be dependent on what you have and don't have. I want you to trust him because you love him. I want you to trust him because, again, of the finished work of Jesus Christ on Calvary. I want you to trust him because, again, he is faithful. The scripture says even when we are faithless, he remains faithful. Scripture also says that, you know, it is best to trust in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord and not man. God never changes, but people, right? We as people, we can. We as people, we can change to be better. And unfortunately, for some of us, we can go astray. But God, he never changes. He always stays the same. I have not regretted trusting in the Lord. Does it mean my life is perfect? No. Does it mean I have everything that I've prayed for? No. But I can tell you that my bestest gift is my relationship with the Lord. And, you know, what God has, again, just taught me over the years are greater than riches, are greater than any college degree and so forth. And so I don't know where it is that you are in your life. And I get it. You may not feel as though life has been fair to you. And you may have been trusting in God for many, many years. And you may have been trusting him for something in particular that you feel like you had faith to receive. You feel like that you are due. But I want you to know that God has not forgotten about you. And I want you to know that, again, you trusting in him is not in vain. You trusting in him is not in vain. Though the timetables are not in our hands, though we may not know what comes next, but we know this, that blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence in him, and that the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. I don't want you to stop trusting in God when literally you're just one moment away, or 1 month away, or 6 months away, or 1 season away to literally receiving the harvest of your faithful trust in him. I don't want you to quit before you literally see what God has been preparing for you, even before the beginning of time. If you've been trusting him for this long, why stop now? If you've been having faith in him for this long, and if you have tasted his goodness thus far, why stop now? God did not forget about you. And for me, I'm even more encouraged to keep trusting in God because he has not forgotten about me. This past season has literally opened my eyes more to the faithfulness of God, to the grace of God. And it literally showed me indeed, y'all, God is the ultimate prize. He is the ultimate blessing. And it is our relationship with him that is truly the best of the best. It is his love for us that truly is life-giving, that truly does satisfy and nourish every part of our being. And I pray that you would be encouraged today to know that God loves you, he cares for you, and it is not a waste to trust in him. Keep trusting in him. And as a matter of fact, I want to go ahead and just close us out with prayer. This was not a long episode. I just wanted to come on here to just again encourage you to keep trusting in him. I know some of you trusted in him for something last year and the year before that, and it did not turn as you would like. It did not go as planned. But I just want to encourage you to try again. To try again. To keep on trusting him. He did not forget about you. He's listening. And he is still working it all out for your good. He really is. He is our ultimate blessing, y'all. He is our ultimate blessing. And truly, his love is unfailing. He knows exactly what it is that he's doing. I want to encourage you to praise God. Take the time to literally praise him for how far he's brought you, for what he's done for you in the past, and praise him for what he's about to do. Know that any other blessing that you receive apart from your gift of salvation, your relationship with him, is just a surplus. You've already received the best of the best, and that is Jesus himself. That is having holy communion, holy fellowship with God himself, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And so wherever you are, just close your eyes, bow your head. I'm going to go ahead and pray for you. And I just want you as well to pray in your heart. Let the Lord knows that you know that he is faithful and that you don't want to give up trusting in him. And that you again have placed your request in his hand. And that you're asking for his will to be done in your life. Father God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, I want to thank you for just blessing us. For being able, Lord God, to be present tonight, God. To just really reflect on your word, Lord God. Which came from Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and Psalm 32, verse 10. We thank you that, God, that today is the 6-year anniversary of Mastering Singlehood and Relationship Podcast. Even the foundation of this podcast, Lord God, was because of you. There would not be a Mastering Single and Relationship podcast if it wasn't for your faithfulness, if it wasn't for the goodness, the kindness that you've shown me, oh God. Lord, I just pray for my brother or my sister that is listening, oh God, to this podcast episode. Those, again, Lord God, they don't want to give up trusting in you, God. They don't want to give up their faith in you. But, Lord, life perhaps has not been what they expected for it to be. Perhaps they have, you know, trusted you in the past. But, Lord God, things didn't go as planned or as expected or as they hoped for. Oh God, I just pray you would remind them, Lord God, that you're with them, that you are for them, and that, God, your plan is still unfolding in their lives. God, I just pray that, God, that you would again show them, Lord God, that you are the God who is able to do the exceedingly abundantly above all they could ever ask or think. And I'm just praying and believing, oh God, alongside them, that they would again testify that you are the God who sees, that you are the God, Lord God, who does the impossible. I pray, Lord God, that you would take out your scroll of remembrance. You would remember all the moments, Lord, that they trusted you, even, Lord God, when it was hard. Even, Lord God, when they did not know whether, Lord God, they would receive a good outcome. They trusted you, Lord, and their faith was in you. I pray, God, that you'd remember them, God, that you'd remember them, that you, Lord God, would bless them, Lord God, to testify of your goodness and faithfulness in the land of the living this year. I pray that, God, that you would strengthen their spirits even now, that you would renew their hope even now, that you would renew their strength even now, so that they could continue to wait upon you, so that they could continue to trust you, so that they could continue, Lord God, to give you the praise that is due to your name, because they know that, God, you are a good Father, and you're a Father, Lord God, who gives the best gifts, and you did not, Lord God, forget about them. Oh God, I just praise you, Lord God, again, just for giving us this opportunity to have been able, Lord God, to be able to, Lord God, just celebrate another year, God, of podcasting. Lord, we just place this podcast in your hands and we just pray, may your will be done with it, Lord. And we just pray that, God, may your will be done in our lives. We pray, God, that you as well would connect us, Lord God, to the right people this year. You would bless us to be at the right places this year. You would bless us, Lord God, to not miss your divine appointments for our lives this year, but that you indeed, God, would bless us indeed to see, God, your word coming to fruition in our lives, God. To see your word, such as Psalm 32, verse 10, Lord God, being in manifestation, Lord God, in our lives. To see your word, such as Romans 8, verse 28, being in manifestation in our lives. To see your word, Lord God, such as, Lord God, Psalm 37, verse 4, being in manifestation in our lives. To see your word, Lord God, as you say, God, in Deuteronomy 1, be a manifestation in our life. We just pray, Lord, that you would bless your goodness and mercy to follow us in this year of 2024. We thank you for the ways that you have already been encouraging us. We thank you for the ways, Lord God, that you have been already showing up in our lives. And we just believe in God that you are not done yet. And so we thank you, God, for the grace you have bestowed upon us. We just pray, God, you would cause your favor to shine on us. And that, Lord, that you would continue, Lord God, to renew a steadfast spirit within us. And you would continue, Holy Spirit, to have your perfect way in us, through us, for the glory of God. I pray, God, that you would bless us not to miss anything that you have ordained for our lives in this season and in this year of 2024. And whatever it is, indeed, God, that is due to us this year, God, concerning your will for our lives, may it be so in Jesus' name. I pray, guys, that you were greatly encouraged by tonight's episode. And again, I want you to know that it is never a waste to trust in the Lord. And remember, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Until next time, peace out. Take care.